9 to 5. From all my computer money. Geek to computer chic, so it's I Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. Rolling down the street,
I thought a girl when she was pumping. Little Tom Lowe going out to Louie and Phoenix. Do you think you can do you can rap like this, Louie?
I don't know if I can like that, but I've written some spoofs for some of the legal stuff at the end of commercials, and I can come up with some of those things.
Yeah, Louie actually sounds better than Tone Loc, huh?
I don't know about that.
All right, so you were asking about, by the way, you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Louie, who's a
regular caller.
Regular, yes. He's where everybody knows your name, kind of thing.
Kind of thing. He's norm around here.
Yeah. Hey, Nami.
I may be the only normal one.
No,
I didn't say
normal.
I said norm.
From Cheers. I think maybe he's more like Cliffy.
Reading too
much. Yeah, more like Cliff. All right.
Anyway, Louie was asking about VeriSign and these things that come up. Now, are you talking about when something comes up and tries to install on your computer, and it comes up and says this has a signature and you can trust
security
us?
Security warning.
Yeah. What's going on there? And VeriSign does a number of things. One, they're a registrar of domains, meaning I could go to them and say I want to reserve datadoctors.com so that I can use that, and they go ahead and license me the ability to do that. Number two, they sell security certificates and things like that so that I could have a secure section of my website so I could take credit cards and things. And there are a number of certifying authorities out there. And what these companies do, like VeriSign, is they go out and they make sure that the company, let's say Microsoft, puts out a piece of software. They make sure that Microsoft is who they say they are, that they've got a good track record, that they are someplace that's locatable. They go through a number of steps to make sure that this is a legitimate company that's putting out legitimate software and doing legitimate things, and assign them a code to attach to that software so that when you go to install it, you as a consumer can be assured that, yeah, this is good, legitimate stuff that's actually from Microsoft, not just somebody who's trying to pawn it off as Microsoft goods.
Yeah, because you know a lot of malicious people out there will try to install or do things to your computer through websites. They can actually write code into the website that will try to launch into your computer and actually install things.
So it's just a way for you as a consumer to help you determine whether or not this is something safe to install or not, or at least that it has safe intentions. Not something that has some malicious intent or somebody who's trying to sneak something past you.
A little background check's been done to these folks to a certain extent.
So it's saying these people are the people who they say they are.
Basically, yeah.
But it doesn't have anything to do with what they're going to do with that software. There's no control of that. So it's not like one,
right.
You know, like a huge warm blanket that you get on this thing. It's just telling you that particular piece.
And it doesn't mean
did come from that company.
Your computer will run properly after installing. It doesn't mean anything other than...
Because like nasty software, like Gator software... That stuff will come up and say this has been certified and say, you know,
yeah.
Should I allow this? And you know,
In the best terms, I think it does. It tells you that what you think you're getting is from the company that it says it's from.
That's it.
And that company is some legitimate business, at least was at the time that they went ahead about doing this, or at least proved that they were in whatever method required.
Yeah, think of VeriSign as like an internet security agency, and so they're just verifying that. All right?
Now an important follow-up.
Oh, jeez. Cliffy.
Is that the 14-question limit?
Something or other.
Important follow-up,
all
quickly.
Right, it may be good.
Since people on the internet who are on the dark side can simulate and fake these windows, why couldn't they put something up like this, saying themselves, hey, we're verified by VeriSign? How would you know the difference, or what would prevent that?
Well, there's usually information. There's actually a signature in there.
Something you can click if you wanted to verify.
Right.
It would take you to VeriSign's website. There's a number of
you
things to do that.
You can view the certificate.
Or it says more information.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, basically, the internet being a public thing, that if somebody was doing that, then they'd get found out pretty quickly, so... You know, it's not a guarantee, but for the most part, it's a reasonable way to go.
Okay,
right?
I'm smarter now. I like that.
All righty, that's Louie, the more gooder computer user.
See you next time.
All right, buddy. You're listening to the Computer Corner, where we try to... I don't know, what do we try to do
here? We try to do all kinds of things, and we're going to try to get to as many of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827.
There's a bunch of good ones there. Greg, Mike... Pat, Jerry, please don't hang up. Those are all great questions. Please bear with us through the news.
Stuff like, will an upgrade in the CPU on my computer, will that increase the speed, the overall speed of my system?
Mike's got a great question about MP3 files and the various sampling rates. Jerry's got keyword search engine submission questions. Great stuff there, folks. Hang tight. we want to get that information out to everybody.
And if you need the links to the things that we're going to start talking about soon in the show here, it's at datadoctors.com/radio. Also links to ask a question or make a suggestion via email there.
And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter. We do a follow-up after the show that you have to be a subscriber to the newsletter to get. So get signed up now before the end of the show.
And if all that isn't enough, we still got coming up our Geek Speak of the Week, our high-speed website of the week, and our webattack.com free download of the week. So stick around. A lot of show left. It's the Computer Corner back after the news.